Kittens and cats, furry, cuddly, and for many people, the ideal pet. But in Norfolk County, Ontario, they've become a problem. There are an estimated 30,000 of them, mostly feral, and they're taking over. And despite the SOS and an offer of $50,000 in cash, no one has come forward yet with a viable cat control program. The Ontario Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says the only economically viable and humane way to manage feral populations is to trap them, then have them spayed or neutered and released back into the wild. Kathy Hoskin of the local Humane Society supports that plan, but says it costs money, a lot.
I'm looking at one farm in particular where he ended up with over 100 cats congregating at his place. So we've stepped in and we've helped. I think the numbers are stabilizing, but it's still way too many for nonprofits and volunteer groups to look after on donated dollars.
Some people in the area have gone so far as to call for a cull of the cat population. They say the huge numbers of cats are having an impact on the hundreds of species of migratory birds that stop over in the region. So far, a solution to the catastrophe remains elusive. The only submission put forward was disqualified on a technicality, and the county has yet to announce a new request for proposals. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.